From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A consultant hired by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality presented some findings at the agency's headquarters on Thursday of subsurface tests made at a controversial swine farm near the Buffalo National River. As KUAR's Chris Hickey reports, the department and environmental advocates are still mulling over the study's details.
A group of some 100 ADEQ officials, concerned citizens, and other stakeholders listened to a presentation by Tom Huter. He's a geologist and project manager for Harbor Environmental and Safety. The Little Rock-based company was hired by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality to study underground samples collected from CNH hog farms. In operation since 2013, CNH and its 6,000 swine facility lie near Big Creek by the town of Mount Judy in Newton County. Big Creek is a tributary of the Buffalo National River. For about 20 minutes, Huter discussed the study with the help of a PowerPoint slideshow.
So basically, subsurface conditions, we hit clay, with varying amounts of silt. Quite a bit of it was fairly fat.
The study was to address concerns that contaminants from CNH were seeping into the soil from two waste storage ponds and spreading into the revered river's watershed. Videos posted on the ADEQ's website show consultants collecting soil samples by drilling a 120-foot borehole at the site. Consultants at Harbor used these samples for their report.
So we collected soil samples at 6 inches, 5 foot, 10 foot, 13 and a half feet.
In his presentation, Huter said most concentrations of the sampled minerals and other elements showed up at levels consistent with what is normal for the surrounding areas. Harbor consultants compared some of the samples to those found by the United States Geological Survey in a 2004 soils study of Newton County. Harbor also tested for E. coli and found no evidence of it below the ground. At the presentation, a couple of audience members volunteered questions about the drilling and sampling process, but ADEQ spokeswoman Donnelly Davis intervened.
I'm sorry, this is a presentation. It's not a public hearing, not a public meeting. Tom is here. He wants to give the report to the public, to ADEQ, and the governor's office, but for him to do that, we can't keep stopping for questions.
Davis later directed those with questions to write to an email address available on the agency's website. Huter continued to list off findings. At first glance, the study appeared to show little out of the ordinary. But the prohibition on questions during and after the presentation unnerved Gordon Watkins of the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance. His group has spearheaded efforts to explore the ecological consequences of CNH hog farms.
Well, I thought it was a dog and pony show. We were led to believe that there would be a question and answer period, and it's a little disturbing that they wouldn't allow us to ask any questions of Harbor in particular, and we have no idea who will be answering questions online.
Watkins did express some relief that the presentation seemed to indicate relatively little waste appeared to be leaking below the ground, but he maintains a skeptical stance.
There was very little interpretation provided today. We have experts that we'll be depending on to look at this report in detail and see if there's evidence of leakage or not. And I think it's also important to keep in mind that this is one single hole that was drilled.
Watkins says that even if there's no evidence that waste from the farm's ponds is leaking into the ground, a bigger concern for him is the 3 million gallons of swine manure spread annually on 600 acres of agricultural land along Big Creek. ADEQ Director Becky Keough later answered reporters' questions about the new study. She said it was too early to draw conclusions.
I'd like to take the time to fully review that report and have my trained geologists and engineers review the report and give me recommendations about what they believe is occurring at the site and provide me the information so then I can go ahead and follow up with any report or recommendations to the governor and to the public on what would be the next appropriate steps.
You also addressed concerns about the prohibition of a question and answer time.
We felt like answering questions now or putting the consultant in that role to be able to make definitive determinations was not the purpose of today's presentation. So we do want to get back to that point, but I think today it was more about learning for the first time what the data is saying.
Governor Asa Hutchinson's spokesman J.R. Davis, who also attended the presentation, noted that the ADEQ made an effort to be transparent by releasing Harbor's study to the public the same day the agency received the findings. It's unclear when or if ADEQ or the governor's office will take action based on the study. The governor's recently created Beautiful Buffalo River Action Committee is soon to begin meeting to discuss ways to improve environmental conditions in the National Rivers watershed. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.